Welcome to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. I've got an interesting situation for you and your listeners.
Okay.
So my husband does automotive paint sales, which is a very male-dominated industry.
All right.
He's got a pretty sizable expense account for schmoozing. Now, I understand that schmoozing is a very important part of closing his deals, but I don't understand why my husband is continually doing these business lunches at these gentlemen's clubs. He says that he just goes where his clients want to, but to me, this goes outside the lines of business obligations.
Okay.
I don't know why these deals can't be done on the golf course or in fancy steakhouses. I mean, how many deals can you close while you're getting a lap dance? I think this is a character issue, and I voiced my displeasure, but my husband's not doing anything different. Do you guys see my point, or am I being unreasonable? And how do I convey that so he understands?
Okay, so early in my career, I was a tag-along on a schmoozing sort of trip, right? And okay. I had a boss a long time ago that was like, you know what? We could have a... We could have a dinner or we could have a lunch at any restaurant, or we could have a lunch and see boobs.
And seriously, that's what he said?
Yeah. And
wow.
I would be the tag along on a couple of these like schmoozing sort of business trips. Like,
on a scale of 1 to 10, how uncomfortable were you?
Oh, I mean, it was very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, one,
and you felt like it was like, nah, I can't do that. You couldn't say that, right? You couldn't say that?
One, I'm not very comfortable in those sorts of clubs anyways.
Sure.
I have a weird thing about, and I'm not like a germaphobe, but I have a weird thing about how...
No touchy-touchy.
It's just how there's been a lot of, you know, faces and hands and things like that all over the place. So anyways... So part of me understands, and if the husband is completely, just wanting to do what the clients want to do, I kind of understand his rationale is like, hey, I want to get the business, so I'm going to go where he wants to go. And if I offer them and I say, hey, where do you want to go? And the guy's like, ah, let's go to, you know, PT's. And then like, all right, let's go there and get ourselves a steak dinner. Because, you know, you can get some good steak dinners at PT's. Yeah, that's right. All right, great. So, you know, I don't know if I'm going to say, or I don't know if I'm upset that he says, okay, let's go. You know what I mean? Because he's trying to get the business.
But maybe if he's the one tossing out alternatives, like, hey, how about Jeff Ruby's?
Okay,
I mean,
then
you're not going to get the same entertainment value.
Right. I don't think I've ever seen a waiter there take off their shirt.
They don't.
Yeah.
They're dressed very well there.
Right, exactly. So, and who knows, maybe when they go, places like that, fancy steakhouses and stuff like that aren't open. You know, some of them don't open until after 5.
Mm.
So what if they're doing lunches and then you got the lunch crew working at PT's? You know, what are you going to do?
You're not helping because what you're laying out like reasons why they need to keep going to those places.
No, I'm trying to understand why he's going there. And if he's the one who's
going there,
and if he's the one who's tossing out, hey, let's go here, then I think there's a way to change. But if it's just him saying, hey, where do you want to go? You know, let's go to lunch. Where do you want to go? And they go, well, let's go here. You know, then I guess I don't necessarily fault him for saying, okay, let's go there.
I think he needs to start offering up the places where they go to these potential clients. And then choose different places.
All right. So have you ever been in these situations and what do you do? All right. Are you in a job or have you been on the receiving end of this job where schmoozing is a thing? And how do you convince, I guess, her husband, give her the words to say, you know what, let's do something else?
Well, Justin says, yeah, I feel like it's his preference and he doesn't want to admit it. So he's kind of hiding behind.
I mean,
oh yeah, no, that's where they want to go.
Oh, and I totally see that as a perfect little cover for him just wanting to go to those places. I see that. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your stories coming up. So Jennifer's husband schmoozes clients for his work, but it's all the schmoozing at the gentleman's club that is crossing the line in Jennifer's book. So she's like, hey, how do I convey that I don't want him doing that anymore?
Yeah, and you know what? Morgan says, I work in an industry where schmoozing is a big deal to gain business. It's 100% not okay and 100% not ethical business practice to conduct schmoozing at a gentleman's club. So that backs up her line of thinking.
Yeah, I guess. But also, Taylor says, look, I think she needs to think on whether or not she likes the life she's living, because if it's not just him covering for his love of going to gentlemen's clubs, he might not close some deals, which could lead him to losing clients or his job. So maybe she just needs to talk to him about finding a new job altogether, because in the end, given his business and clientele, those types of luncheons are probably the norm.
Okay.
Let's hear from someone who does this on the daily. John.
So I do that for a living, same thing. Yep. And I've heard stories of people doing that. And quite honestly, for me, you know, there's enough clients out there that like to do other stuff that might be more appropriate. So I would find more clients is what I would personally do.
I like that. See, you don't have to subscribe to that way of thinking. I like what you're saying. Be a trendsetter.
And then I was thinking, John, is it appropriate to maybe when these clients come in to suggest times of the day when maybe some more appropriate places would be open where you can do some schmoozing, or just be on the offense and just say, hey, I was thinking, you know, let's do Top Golf.
That's a good idea. The one thing I will say to this guy's credit, if any, is that, you know, once you meet somebody and do something once and it's like, hey, do you want to do that again? It's just kind of you're set up on autopilot and you don't really change anything.
Right.
So if that's the lunch spot, dinner spot, golf spot, whatever, it's just kind of like the thing that you do. So unfortunately, maybe this is his thing and the client's thing. I don't know, but
yeah,
I personally would bow out and try to find somebody else that would do something more appropriate.
John, appreciate the feedback.
No problem at all, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Ginger says on Facebook, I've worked in 3 male-dominated industries. Literally have never heard of anyone going to gentlemen's clubs with sales reps to close deals. Did the guys I worked with occasionally talk about going to those clubs on their own time? Sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Was it on company time or dime? Absolutely not.
Interesting. So, man, I'll tell you, there have been some stories in our industry about people who, we'll have clientele from the record industries, you know, come into town, and they'll play some new songs for us and stuff. And they're kind of like salespeople, you know.
Sure, they're trying to pitch a product, right. The song, and
so
hope we play it.
We would hear stories from these reps that would come in of, you know, back in the good old days where there would be like there'd be a boss at a radio station who'd be like, all right. Well, my wife works at this gentleman's club, so we're going to go there, and whoever tips her the most money gets the business.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, not
the norm, though.
No. These are extreme situations, for sure. But
oh, my gosh. Rebecca says, if you're uncomfortable with him doing this, then that should be the end of it. He doesn't respect you or your marriage. Doesn't matter what it is. You should come first. Honestly, I thought most of those good old boy business deals were left in 1970, but I'm unpleasantly surprised it's still going on.
Yeah, yeah. Barbie comments on Facebook and says, "Ooh, I would have a major problem with that. Or better yet, I'd 100% be petty and show up and you kicked out of the joint. And if his deal follows through, then, well, maybe he will learn that there are appropriate places to be and off limits." All right.
Oh, and then, Rebecca's even saying, if you're concerned he's cheating, consider hiring a private investigator who can get into the clubs.
Interesting.
Wow.
All right. So I think there's a lot of options, but I think the one thing we're all landing on is
we agree with you.
Not
appropriate. There are other options.
Yeah. And yes, make sure that you convey to him how inappropriate you, think it is and how disrespectful it is to you, especially when you've said to him that you're not comfortable with it. So.
Yes. And since he's the one doing the schmoozing, make sure that he understands you can suggest other places. So start suggesting other places that are more appropriate, yet still, you know, will be enticing. to the client and feel appreciated.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.